friends, so we have seen that deductions in respect of business or professions are those expenses which are permitted under the Act. So first deduction we saw is section 30, which talks about rent, rates, repairs, taxes, insurance in respect of building which is used for the business shall be allowed as a deduction to the assessee. Now, if the tenant takes the building, then also the rent, repairs, taxes incurred by the tenant shall be allowed as a deduction. We also saw section 31. Section 31 talks about repairs and maintenance and insurance. Repairs, maintenance, and insurance of plant and machinery plus furniture. I have got a machine and this machine is not working. This machine is useful for my production or is used in my production process. And I have to repair the machine. The cost of repair is 50,000. I spend rupees 50,000 for the repairs. Then this 50,000 rupees shall obviously be debited in the profit and loss account as to repairs account. Repairs account debit to cash and bank, that is 50,000 rupees. Now, section 31 of the income tax, see, this is accountancy. Income tax says that I will allow or disallow only when it is permissible or not permissible under the law. So, when it is permissible under the law, I will allow it. When it is not permissible, I will disallow it. Now, section 31 of the Income Tax Act says that this repairs and insurance of plant and machinery and furniture is a normal business expenditure and ought to be allowed while calculating the taxable income. That's why by virtue of section 31, repairs and maintenance of plant and machinery and furniture shall be allowed. Now, what do you mean by plant and machinery? Plant and machinery is defined under a particular section called section 43, subsection 3 of the Income Tax Act. Plant and machinery includes not only plant and machinery, but also ships, vehicles, surgical equipments, scientific apparatus. But plant and machinery does not include building. Plant and machinery does not include tibouches. Plant and machinery does not include furniture. So, what is plant and machinery is defined under section 43, subsection 3 of the Income Tax Act. So, when I use the plant and machinery, it does not mean only plant and machinery. Even if the company is there which is engaged into shipping activity and the ship is to be repaired, the expenditure on the ship shall be allowed as a deduction under section 31, provided the expenditure is on the normal repairs. Now, I have got a motor car and I convert the engine of the motor car from petrol to CNG, and the cost of conversion of the engine from petrol to CNG is rupees 30,000. Now the question arises, is it a revenue expenditure or is it a capital expenditure? I told you that revenue expenditure is that expenditure which is incidental to the day-to-day business. And capital expenditure means the expenditure which adds the value to the asset. So, suppose I have got a building and I have constructed an additional floor on the building. and the cost of construction of the additional floor is rupees 50 lakhs. It is not a revenue expenditure, it is a capital expenditure. Capital expenditure means creation of the asset, addition to the value of the asset. Now my question to you, I have converted my motor car from changing the petrol engine to CNG engine. Shall it be treated as a repairs or shall it be added to the cost of the car? It shall be treated as repairs. It shall be treated as repairs, so to repairs to motor car, and it shall be permissible as a deduction under section 31 of the Income Tax Act. This is how we have to understand. So any expenses which are authorized shall be allowed as a deduction. Now my dear friends, having understood this, please understand in section 31, capital expenditure shall never be allowed as a deduction. What is capital expenditure? Capital expenditure is nothing but the expenditure which is incurred to increase the value of the asset is a capital expenditure. Suppose this is my office. Now I put furniture in this office. I put a false ceiling in the office. I decorate the office. I put a computer in the office, I put a television in the office, I put a receptionist table in the office, I put, what do you call it, so many other facilities in the office. Shall it be a revenue expense or a capital expense? It shall be a capital expense, because the computer, the table, the furniture, the ceiling of the office, the false ceiling, the interior decoration, they are not going to stop or they are not going to be exhausted within 1 year. The life of these assets shall prevail over a long, long, long period of time. That's why we call it as capital expenditure. Is that clear? Now, after understanding section 30, section 31, of the Income Tax Act, now let me tell you the most important section, which is under income tax deduction under section 32 subsection 1. This talks about depreciation. What is depreciation? Depreciation is nothing but a fictional loss or a fictional expense. It is artificial, it is not actual. But depreciation has to be calculated. Before we understand the concept of depreciation, let us understand what is depreciation. Depreciation, depreciation, deappreciation. Depreciation, it is the opposite of appreciation. Appreciation is increase, depreciation is decrease. So the concept is depreciation. Depreciation is called as depreciation. Now you will ask me, what is the use of this depreciation concept in the accountancy or in the income tax? I have a motor car and I use this car. The cost of the car is say 10 lakhs rupees. I purchased this car on 1/4/2012. Now from 1/4/2012 I use the car up to 31/3/2013. This is the end of the financial year. Now my dear friends, after using this car for the purposes of my business or profession, shall the value of the car after the use of this car in your business or profession, shall it increase or shall it come down? Naturally, when the car is used, the value of the car shall depreciate. It may not appreciate. So this concept is called as depreciation. Meaning thereby, we want to find out the exact profits. Now to find out the correct profits, if we do not take the concept of devaluation of the asset due to depreciation, how can you compute your profits? When you cannot compute your profits, then your profits will not give you the true and real picture of the accountants. As well as the income tax also will not be calculating the correct income. So, dear friends, depreciation is required to compute the income, and depreciation, as you know very well, is a notional, is a fictional, is a hypothetical, it is an unreal, it is assumed expense or loss. We call it as, in the accounts also, we call it as amortization of the value of the asset. And we can also say that depreciation is nothing but erosion in the value of the asset due to its use of the assets in the business or profession. Now, I have a shop, or I have got computer, training center. Now I have installed 50 computers. Now tell me, after the end of the previous year, can I sell those computers at the same price which I purchased? At the same price which I purchased, the answer is no. Why? Any common person with a common sense will say that this is a second-hand computer. Now the moment you use the word second-hand, indirectly, he does not know, that person does not know the concept of depreciation, but the second hand concept itself tells that the value of the asset has come down. That's why it is second hand. Any person with a common sense will tell you, he may not tell you depreciation, but whenever he uses the word second hand, it denotes the concept of depreciation. Income tax says that the reduction in the value of the asset shall be treated as an expenditure, shall be allowed an expense. So depreciation is a notional loss. Notional. What is the meaning of notional? Notional means artificial. Notional means not real. Notional means hypothetical. Notional means fictional. So this is a notional loss, but the value in fact decreases. But I cannot for sure ascertain as to what amount has come down. That's why certain percentages are determined, that this motor car shall depreciate over a period of year at the rate of 15%. If it is a computer, it shall depreciate at the rate of 60% per annum. If it is an aeroplane, it shall depreciate at the rate of 40% per annum. If it is a, what do you call it, ship, it will depreciate at the rate of 15% per annum. This is how the figures are ascertained, the percentages are ascertained. So, my dear friends, income tax also, there is a particular section called as section 32, subsection 1, which talks about depreciation, and this depreciation shall be allowed as a deduction while calculating the profits. It shall be allowed as a deduction while calculating the profits. Now, in business or in any profession, there are two types of assets. One is called as tangible asset. Tangible assets. What is tangible asset? Tangible, which can be seen, which can be touched, which can be felt. This table is a tangible asset. This board is a tangible asset. this computer is a tangible asset, which can be seen. This office is a tangible asset. So tangible assets means building, machine, plant, and furniture. There are four types of tangible assets under income tax. One is building. Now, what do we mean by building? If I purchase a shop for my business, is it a form of building? Yes. It shall be treated as a part of building. It shall be treated under income tax. Even though a small shop is there, it will be the part of building. If I purchase godown, of course it shall be treated as building. If I purchase a factory, of course it shall be treated as building under income tax. Building does not mean a full body, full big structure. Building means even this room can be treated as a building. The office of the office can also be treated as a building. So if you own a shop, godown, factory, office, theater, stadium, roads, culverts, bridges, they are the part of the building. Second is machine. What do you mean by machine? Machine is nothing but an automatically propelled device. You must have seen a wristwatch. Wristwatch has got many, what do you call it, devices, circles. One circle pushes another pushes third pushes this, automatically. It is a machine. So machine is something which runs. Now what is the meaning of plant? Now what is machine? In office or in any business house, can I call computer as a machine? Yes, it shall be treated as a part of machine. Can I call my, what I call it, My plant and machinery as machine? Yes. Now what is plant? I want to visit your plant. Now plant is a conglomeration of many machines. You go in a factory, big machines are there, big plant is there. We don't say that this is your machine, this is a plant. Plant includes machine. Plants includes machine. This is my hand. This is my entire body. My entire body is a plant, but this hand is a machine. Machine is an integral part of the plant. Plant is bigger than the machine. Plant is bigger than the machine. Plant encompasses the machine. Plant includes the machine. Plant is an aggregation total of all the machines running together for the production. That is a plant. Is that clear? Now, furniture. What do you mean by furniture? Furniture is nothing but the item of convenience having the decorative value. The item of convenience having a decorative value. Now, I am using my table. I can sit on the floor also and do my work. But shall it be convenient to me? If I am growing old, it will be very difficult. Okay, I can manage, but what about the customers? Shall they sit on the floor? No. Shall my shop run? Without a furniture, without a proper furniture? No. So furniture is also a part of the asset. It is a tangible asset. So let us understand one by one again. Building does not mean a big structure. If you own a shop, if you own a godown, if you own a factory, if you own an office, if you own a branch office, everything shall be treated as a part of building. Machine, I told you, if you purchase motor car, sorry, if you purchase computer, if you purchase laptop, if you purchase plant, if you purchase your machine which is running in your business, that is a machine. Plant is always a bigger concept than the machine, and the furniture is nothing but an asset which is utilized for your business. Whether the furniture is in your building, whether the furniture is in your shop, whether the furniture is in your godown, whether the furniture is in your factory, whether the furniture is in your office, it is a furniture. So when the tangible asset, these are the tangible assets. And when these tangible assets are there, they must be depreciated. Because are you not using the shop? Yes. Has the value of the shop not come down because of the use of the machine, use of the building over a period of time? The answer is yes. The value, the factory, the building, the value of the building has come down because of atmosphere, because of water, because of rains, because of so much. The structure's value has come down. It needs repairs also. Can we say that these things are tangible assets which are used for the purposes of business and the value comes down? That concept is called as depreciation. Now, second is intangible asset. Now, we have seen about tangible asset. Now, let us talk about intangible assets. Now, what are intangible assets? The assets which cannot be seen intangibly, which cannot be touched, which are not visible. They are assets, but you can't see them. That is know-how, patents, copyrights, trademarks, licenses, franchise, or any other know-how, patents, copyrights, trademark, licenses, franchise, or any other business rights. They are intangible. Can you see them? No. Can you touch them? No. Now, what is know-how? I want to manufacture, say, mobile. I go to the company who is already manufacturing this mobile. I request the company that please tell me how you have manufactured the mobile. Please give me the trade know-how. What is know-how? I want to know how you have made. Know how. You will say, the manufacturer of mobile phone will say, I will tell you how I have made, but I will charge the price for this particular knowledge given to you, and I will charge 50 lakhs rupees for giving the know-how. You got the know-how. You got the knowledge about how to manufacture a mobile. Have you not acquired an asset in the form of some abstract asset, in the form of knowledge? Is it not your asset? Yes. With the help of this knowledge, you can manufacture the mobile. Now, for this asset, you have paid some money. Is it your asset? Yes. Now, this know-how shall not be debited in the profit and loss account. This know-how is your asset, and you know the rules of accountancy. Asset shall always be debited in the balance sheet. Asset shall always be debited in the balance sheet. Know-how is your intangible assets. So it shall be debited in the balance sheet. So when I paid 50 lakhs rupees to acquire the know-how, 50 lakhs rupees will be debited in my balance sheet. But mind it well, income tax says that if the know-how, patents, copyrights, trademark, licenses, franchise or any other commercial or business rights have been purchased after 1/4/1998, I shall give you the depreciation on this know-how, patents, copyrights. That means the cost of 50 lakhs rupees shall be reduced by way of depreciation. Now you will ask me, sir, how an intangible asset can depreciate? The answer question is very right. But you know very well, depreciation is a concept which gives you the benefit of reducing your profits. By claiming the depreciation, shall you not debit the amount of depreciation in the profit and loss account? The answer is yes. More the depreciation, less the profit, less the profit, less the tax, less the tax, more enjoyment, bonanza, what do you call it, to the assessee. That's why depreciation is always given on the intangible assets also. And second thing, now we are in India, we are coupled with the globalization. We are attached with the global economy. Now if I am producing the same product over a period of time from years and years and years and years and years without any development, without any improvement, nobody will come to me. I'll be thrown out from the market. Not only from the Indian market, not only from the internal market, but out of the international markets also. Mind it well, updation is a must. Improvement is a must. So if I improve my products by taking, by purchasing the know-how, by patents, then my value of the product will go up. I shall be able to export more. I shall be able to sell more, because now I am updated. That's how these assets are intangible assets. And mind it well, Income Tax Act provides depreciation also on the intangible assets. But intangible assets, that is building, machine, plant and furniture, the depreciation rates are different, which are provided in the income tax rules. On building, it may be 5%, it may be 10%. On computers, as I told you, it may be 60%. On the motor car, it is 15%. However, in case of all the intangible assets, the depreciation shall be at a universal rate. The depreciation shall be at a universal rate of 25%. So if I purchase the know-how for rupees 50 lakhs, in 1 year, my depreciation shall be provided to the extent of 25%, that is 12,50,000 rupees shall be reduced and will be taken in the profit and loss account. My profit shall reduce by 12,50,000 every year because of this particular depreciation. Not every year, but 25% will be provided every year. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand.